Those pushing for stronger regulations for dog breeders deny they're actually aiming at everyone engaged in the commercial raising of animals, including Missouri's farmers. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is working with Missouri for the Protection of Dogs to pass a measure that would limit the number of female breeding dogs to 50 per facility, as well as other regulations. The Missouri Ag Coalition says this measure is a gateway to putting limits on livestock farmers. CEO of the ASPCA, Ed Sayers, says it's not.
Yeah, I mean, our interest is purely on puppy mill issue. I'm not looking at it as a toe in the door or whatever for other issues. It's about puppy mills, and it's about you can raise puppies humanely, and these are some of the standards that would have to be in place to do that. And it's just atrocious what they go through and the substandard conditions that they have, and we're trying to correct that.
Missouri exports more dogs than any other state in the nation. Sayers says it's important to pass laws that protect companion animals.
Certainly the conditions are something that needs to be regulated more effectively, legislatively first, and then through enforcement. So it was important to me that we worked with Humane Society of Missouri and the Alliance and, you know, work with groups that are closer to the situation and then just see how we can assist them and enhance what they're trying to do. But we focus on laws that are enforceable, basically. I mean, ensure humane standards and that can be enforced.
He says the ASPCA worked with the Ag Department and governor in Pennsylvania to get a good bill passed there. The group intends to follow that same model in Missouri. Jessica Machetta, MissouriNet, Jefferson City.